Okay, let's get back into our sugya of Krisus, Daf Yud Ches is today. We're on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We started the fourth parak last time, which is the parak all about Ashim Talui and Safig Achal Chelev. That's how we know that this parak is about Ashim Talui. That's the name of the parak. Somebody's not sure if they ate Chelev or not. Even if they ate Chelev, they're not sure if they ate enough of the shear. The other cases of Safig. So that was the discussion of the Mishnah and the Torah. The Torah tells us that one is Chayav and Ashim Talui if one does an Avera B'Safig. Then we had a Machlokes, Rav Asi and Chia Barav, whether the Chiyav is even if there is only one chaticha, or it has to be chaticha mishtei chatichos. It has to be one of two, meaning the iser has to be planted already in the situation. So what is the svara? Why would you require that? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, does it? Right? Why would you require the iser already planted there? So, first svara we gave was maybe it's based on the machlokes, related to the general machlokes, but the Machlokas quoted, Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemesaurus. It says, mitzvas. You could read it, mitzvos. So maybe that's an allusion to the fact that there are two possibilities in front of you, mitzvos, and that is the source for Rav Chia Barav, as was said before, and as we just said in the later lines, like we're about to have, Omar Rav. Let's read that now. So that was all svara number one. We're going to have a couple of other svaras today. Amar Rav Omar Rav, fourth wide line, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rav Chia, Omar Rav, Hayu Lefanev Shtei Chatichos, Achas Shal Chelev, V'Achas Shal Shuman, V'Yachal Achas Lehen, V'Eini Yodea Ez Behen Achal. I ate one of them, I'm not sure which one, Chayev, so that's a regular case. I'm not sure if I ate kosher or not. And therefore one would be Chayev and Asham Talui. Chaticha, but one Chaticha, Safik Shal Shuman, Safik Shal Chelev, V'achla Pater. If it's only one, then one would be Pater. Okay, we already said one Sfar, we're about to have another Sfar. Just before we do that, the Gemara Ksubis on Daf Chav Beis discusses the case of Edim, Tanur Rabbanan. And the Gemara brings up our Gemara. Shnayim Omer Meis, Shnayim Omer Lo Meis. Two people say that Reuven died. And two other Edim say that Reuven didn't die. Shnayim Omer Nisgarsha, Shnayim Omer Lo Nisgarsha. Two say that we witnessed the divorce. Two say that we didn't witness the divorce. Right? The Shaila is, what, how could the woman not know that she's divorced or not? Right? Let's say the woman doesn't know. So maybe he threw the get, and it wasn't clear whether it was closer to him or closer to her, and then the get got burned up. There are cases also. But what happens if the woman gets married in this case? Let's say the case of the death. Two Edim say this, two Edim say no, says the Gemara, Harezu Lotinase, she cannot get married, L'chadchila, right? It's Treu Trei, and therefore we do not allow it to stay. Vim Nises Loteitse. According to at least one opinion, she gets to stay married, though, in the case of Treu Trei. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yosi Amar Teitse. Fine. So then the Rabbi Nachman Bar Yosi says, when do I say that she has to get, she has to leave? Is Man Shebo Edim Yachachach Nises? If the Edim came before. But let's say two Edim come and say she died, the husband died, and then she gets married. And then two Edim come and say he didn't die, then even Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi would say that she's allowed to stay married. Ask the Gemara. How could she stay married? Mechdi, treu treininu, haba'al leha ba'ashem talikoi. Right? She's safek, still married. And therefore, let's say, people will come and say, you know, that she was mezana. So, is she an esh zish? She's a safek esh zish. Safek esh zish is ba'ashem tali, isn't it? So if she's safek esh zish with a chiv ba'ashem tali, so how could she stay married? How could we say lo teitzei? That's the question. So the Gemara answers, oh, she married one of the Edom. So it was more than a vaday. Okay, but Habala Basham Tali, Tosfos asks, Tema. Tosfos says, one second, Basham Tali, what if you hold that you need two chatichos? You only have one woman here. You're not sure if she's married or not. So how do you have the parallel? Remember last time we spoke about, you know, how is it considered two chatichos, or what we're going to call soon Ikve Yisura, by Shabbos and weekday? How do you have that? We have the Machlokas Tosfos and Iran at the end of the last year about whether Motzi Shabbos Bein Hashmashos is any different than Friday night Bein Hashmashos in terms of defining Ischazik Yisura. So here's a similar case. One woman. So one woman, you're not sure if she's married or not, so the Gemara assumes, V'chayev Hashem Talui. What if you need a Chaticha B'Shtei Chatichos? That's Tosfos' question. Afilu Tosfos there. Chav Bezim Abezim Ksubis. Afilu Oman Deboi Chaticha Achaz B'Shtei Chatichos. Hacha Lo Be'inan Shtei Chatichos. Here you don't need it. Why? Because what's the svara of needing one chaticha from two chatichos? We will see soon this svara. The Tosfos quotes, we didn't see it yet in the Gemara. But Tosfos quotes the svara of Efshar Lavarer. Efshar Lavarer means eventually it could become clear. The whole subject of Ashram Talui is that it's eventually you might bring a chatas if you know for sure. Efshalavara, Pirish Efshalavara de Baki, she yakir chaticha hanish eres, mchelefiyam shumanhu. Hachanami Efshalavara. The svara could still apply of Efshalavara in the future. Why? Al yedei hazama. Al yedei hazama, even though Edom came and say, she's married, she's not married, but two of the Edom might get disproven in the future. So therefore, it's possible, the Shev Shvaitzer writes in Shvaitzer Aleph, can you compare cases like this, a person coming and saying whether the meat was kosher or not, versus possibly Eidei Mazimin coming? I don't know if that's exact parallel, but that's first line of Tosfos. But then Tosfos continues. Ulamanda Befarish, Mishum Devishtei Chatichos, Achaz Achev, Achaz Shuman, Ikve Yisura, according to these two Sfaris that we didn't get to yet, Hachanami, Ikve Yisura. Why? The Isser has been set here. I usually need one of two chatichos. Tosva says, Shahaisa cheskasish. Eishasish. She was already married. There's a chazaka of Eishasish. So that's enough to be called, you don't need ikvi isura, two things in front of you, and one is also one is mutter. Says Tosva's ikvi isura means there's an Isser in this case that's still pertinent. So Tosva, she was cheskas Eishasish. We know she was married. Inami, Tosfos answers, Lav Asham Tali Mamish Kamar, Eleklomar, Beisser Asham Tali. Fascinating. Another day of Tosfos. In Achinami, it's not Ikvi Yisura. It's not those days that will require Chaticha Achaz B'Shei Chatichos. This case would not be good enough. It just means you're in the world of Asham Tali. It doesn't mean you're actually going to have to bring an Asham Tali. You're Isser Asham Tali. So even according to the Manta Amar of Chaticha Achaz B'Shei Chatichos, even if there's only one Chaticha, you've done something wrong. You're within the Isser of Asham Talui, even though you're not Chayiv in Asham Talui. Those are three days, in the Tosfos, Chav Bezim Bezim Ksuba. The Shidim Kabetzis also talks about it there. Now it's Ki'ilu Ikve Yisura, Cheskos Eishasish. That's an interesting discussion, having to do with our Gemara. Again, Ksubis, Daf Chav Bez. Says the Gemara, now let's get to the Svaras that the Tosfos quoted. So we just had, again, the least known Svaras so far. Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMisoris. Let's get to the other one. So Amar Bizera, five lines from the bottom. Maitamir Durav, what's the reason that Rav requires one Chaticha out of two, meaning two Chatichos, they are Kasavar, Shtei Chatichos, Efshalavar, Risuro. If you have two Chatichos, then after, I know one is kosher, one is not kosher. I ate one, I'm not sure. So you'll be able to eventually bring the other one to an expert, and he'll tell you whether that one's kosher or not, so you'll know if you did the Avera. So maybe Asham Talui only applies in a case where Efshalavara Isuro. Chaticha Achaz I Efshalavara Isuro. But if it's only one Chaticha and I ate it, so it will never be known. And therefore what? It's an important therefore. And therefore, we're going to learn later on that the reason Asham Tali is brought is to prevent me from Yisurin in the interim. Meaning, if I find out eventually that I did the Avera Mamish Vadai, then I have to bring Karban Chatas. If I find out that I didn't do the Avera, then I didn't have to bring the Karban at all. So what do I have to bring the Karban meanwhile? I don't want to get punished in the interim for a Suffolk Avera on my head. And therefore, I bring the Asham Tali. The Asham Tali, though, does not have the power to be Mechaper on a Vadai Avera. So in this case, where, if there's one chaticha, you will never know. So you'll never bring a chatas. So basically you're trying to use your Asham Tali to get kapara for this forever. So that can't work. And that's why Reb Zera says Asham Tali is only allowed where there's a possibility of a future birur. If there's no future birur, then we're basically trying to use Asham Tali for eternity. That can't work. That doesn't work. Asham Tali doesn't have that koach to be used for forever. That's the svara for Reb Zera. And that's what Reb Zera says for Rav. So my ika. So now I ask the Gemara, what's the nafkamina? My ika bein taima de Rav vala taima de Reb Zera. What's the reason? What's the difference between Rav's reason, which was the first one of Yesh Emlem Misaris Mikra and the Reb Zera? Ikibinayo kizayis umechsa. What if it's one and a half kizayim? There's one that's a kizayis and one that's half a kizayis. You don't know which one is kosher and you ate the one that was a kezayis, and you don't know if it was chelev or shuman. So in that case, l'rava leka mitzvos upater. According to Rava, that you need two in order to be an Asham Tali. You don't have two here. You only have one and a half. L'rabbi Zeira, Efshalavari, Yisur. According to Rabbi Zeira, that would be good enough. Because there's still something left for you to be mevarer the Isser. Good. So that is, now we have a second svara. Remember the Ramah? Interesting. The Ramah talks about Asham Talui in, you know, let's just finish this section, then remind me. Asham Talui, the Ramayana, Seres Yimei Tshuva. But let's just continue the questions on Rabbi Zeira. Eitzi Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. The same questions that we asked on number one, we'll ask on Be'ez Hashem number two. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked from Rabbi Zeira, from Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Koi, Chayav Anal Achel, Bo Asham Talui. Remember we said Koi is your Chayav. A Koi is Safik Chayav, Safik Behema. Chelev of a Chayav is Mutter. Chelev of a Behema is Aser. So am I allowed to... I'm a chayav a carbon if I eat the chalev. It's a suffix. Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, you are. What do you mean? It's not efsher levarer. It's an inherent suffix. We'll never know. When Eliyahu HaNavi comes, are we going to know? Or is it a din suffix, like we said? Like on Drogon, it's like Banish Majus. So, either way, right now we're not going to find out. So how could Rabbi Zeira say that you'd be chayav an Hashem Talui? The answer is, he doesn't hold that way. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Savar, Lobina, Levari Suro. He doesn't hold, like I say. I think most Tanoim hold that you need Efshel Avarer and Chaticha Achat Mishnei Chatichos. But Rabbi Eliezer could argue, and therefore there is no Kash on Rabbi Eliezer. Esvei, same question that we asked again. These are the Brises that we quoted after number one also. Esvei, Safek, Ben Tisha LaRishon, Oben Sheva LaAchron. Remember, a woman whose husband died gets married right away, does not wait the 3 months of Avchana to know whether she's pregnant. And there is no Zika Yibum, and therefore, if she's with her brother-in-law, it's an Isser Kares of Eishas Ach, or there's a mitzvah of Yibum, and there is no Isser. So, she doesn't wait, and there's a baby born, and you don't know, is the baby a mamzer or not, if she's living in sin or not. So, what's the halacha? Yotzi, she has to get divorced, because it's Suffolk living in sin. Suffolk, this is Isser Eishas Ach. V'havlat kasher. But that's called Suffolk mamzer. Special din daraisa. Gemara says in Kiddushin, Suffolk mamzer is mutter, is kasher. Only Suffolk Mamzer, not Vande Mamzer. Right, there is special dinim that we have. Only a few. Usually, we spoke about this last time. Usually, we have the principle of Suffolk Daraisa L'Chomer, Suffolk Daraban L'Kula. There are special times where the Gemara itself has a makar for Suffolk being Mutter. And the Suffolk Mamzer, Suffolk Arla, based on Psukim. And that, those are the only exceptions to the rule. Interesting. I recently saw a tshuva, the tshuva of the, not a tshuva. Rav Shimon Shkop talks about in Shar Hei, in the Shar Yosher, he discusses, we know the principle of Hamotz Mechaver Levaraya. Right? Muchzakus. Right? You're allowed to keep it. So ask Rav Shimon, on the other Achronim too, what about Safek Gezel Lechumra? How could you ever have the principle of, okay, we're not sure what it is, so keep it. What do you mean? Maybe it's not mine. Maybe I'm stealing it. Safek Gezel Lechumra. So how can you say Hamotz Mechaver Levaraya? Don't you ever have that? So he quotes some Achronim and say, oh, only Vazai Gezel is Aser, not Suffolk Gezel. Suffolk Gezel is Mutter. And he says, how can you say that? You don't have a mucker for that. The only time you can say that kind of idea is that you have a, if you have a pasuk in the Chumash that's quoted in the Gemara, like Suffolk Mamzer, like our case, like Suffolk Arla. You can't say Suffolk Gezel is only Vadai. That's the whole din of Suffolk Daraisa L'Chumra. So he has to say, but no, but that's the Chiddush of Amos Bechavela Varaya. The Chiddush is that the Torah says that A, treat it as yours, B, Ki'ilu it's yours. I mean, there are ways out of it, but you can't just say Suffolk Lakula without a mucker. So here too, we have Vlad Kusher because we have the din of Suffolk Mamzer. So, Yotzi Vlad Kusher, V'chayev Hashem Tali, V'chayev and Hashem Tali, same question, right? You only have one woman, you're not sure, and you're not sure whether it's Suffolk. So again, so nowadays one can say, oh, you can check the DNA and see if it's from the first father, the second father. Is that Efshel Avari Suro? Would Reb Zeira say in our day and age that you can figure out who the father is, and therefore you would be Chayav Hashem Talui? Fascinating question. I'll have to ask Bezdin. Here you're Yibana Beis HaMikdash. So Hamani, the Gemara answers, though, even without that, Rebbe Eliezer, okay, it's like Rebbe Eliezer Shita, that says you don't need Chaticha Achas, Mishnei Chatichos. Eisvei, third question, again, parallel to what we had already. Nimsa Al Shelah, in a case of Safek, Tashmish with a Nida, if she checks herself after the Meisabia, Oso Yom, immediately, Temeyin V'chayavin B'karban. Then, they are Tamei, and he is Tamei, Mishum, Tumas Nida, and Chayav Makarban, the Chayav Makarban of Arashim Tali, Nimsa, of Chatas, because it's Vadai, Nimsa, Shalah, Lachar Zman, Tamein, Misafek, Ubudurman, Akarban. They're Pater from Makarban Chatas, because it's a Safek Avera, but Tani Allah, Chayav Mirashim Tali, same thing, only one woman, Hamani, Abeliezer, he. Okay, so the same three brises are asked as we had on number one. So we have Yeshayim Lumasaris, we have Efshar Lavarer Isuro. The issues also of a suffic nida, the Ramah talks about this. We know that halacha tries to protect people, protect us from tashmish manida. That's why we have the whole concept of prisha samach levesta. When there's an onus haves, when there's a time when the woman might be expecting a re'iyah, so that's why there's a mitzvah, there's a halacha of prisha. How long is that? Most Rishonim hold that it's a 12-hour period. The Arzarua has an extra 12-hour period. That's known as the Chumra, the Ona of the Arzarua. But that's what Halacha tries to prevent that. Right? But the Shulchan Aruch does talk about the unusual case, hopefully, Mishami Shemen Anida B'Shogeg. That's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about. It's in Kuf Pei Hei. Again, the Prisha Samach Leves, that's earlier in Hilchas Nida. That's Kuf Pei Dalet. Kuf Pei Dalet. Rov Anashim Yeshlam Vestos Sliros Bizvan Yadua. Kigon. Me'esrim La'esrim U'mishloshim La'shloshim. Seems like in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, right, most women had Vestos Kavua. Bizvan Hazeh, most women have Vestos She'eino Kavua. Right, it's not Kavua. Bizvan Hazeh. V'kol Isha Sheishla Vest Kavua Ba'al Eshlo B'shas Vesta V'in Esrich HaBadikah L'fnei Tashmish. Shulchan Aruch says, if a woman's not expecting anything, then there's no B'dikah required. If it's Shlo B'shas Vest, then the husband and wife are allowed to be together. But B'shas Vest, Sorech Lifrosh Mimena Ona Achas. The Shulchan Aruch does not pass like the Arzarua. Shas Ves, you have to be Porish Ona Achas, Velo Mishar Krebos, Elami Tashmish Amit Bilvad. Right, she's not a Nida, right? Everything else is Mutter, just Tashmish is not allowed. Imhu Biyom Porish Ben Oso Ayam Kulo, Afilu Im Havest, Besofa, Umutra Mian Belaila Shalachrav, Chenu Bitchilaso, Porish Kalayom, Mutra Kalayla Shalafanov, Vichulu. But what happens, like our Gemara here spoke about, there's a suffix of something happened, that's later on, that's in Kuf Behe. Hayimishami Shimatahora, Va'amra lo nitvesi. Somehow she realizes in the middle. Upiresh miyad chayef karis yisiyasa analas kabiyasa. Okay, said yasa. He should wait until he calms down and then be poresh be'aver meis. Rama v'yimali pachad v'reses ola averish abal yado. And he should do tshuva. V'lo yismoch alav rak yismoch al ragla v'yadav shlo yene v'chulu. And he continues the what fasting that one should do. And v'chulu, poskim say, you know, maybe we could do other things. V'chol b'lal ta'asur b'yayin v'im lo yuchal asanos yiftek kol yom b'mamon sh'yitin l'tztaka k'viyar ch'mamon sh'yishlo. In general, most shuvas b'zvan hazeh, poskim say, we don't have to fast for, you know, rachmana l'tzlan and sefer Torah falls. Right? So there are sources, how long you fast. So the minhag is to fast for a day. Rav Avadia writes, I mentioned this before, that it was up to him, he would say, everybody could eat, but just stay home from work and stay and learn all day and daven all day. It's much more meaningful. And also, we don't do fast days. We're not mosif ta'anios bizman hazeh. Either way, that's what the Ramah discusses here in Kuf Peihe, os dalet. Now, kapara for a maisa b'shogeg. We discussed last week, I think, right? Kapara for a maisa b'shogeg for an issa d'rabanan. Right, this is Oma Daraisa. It could be that a Maisa Avera Durabanan Bishogig doesn't need any kapara possibly. If we say that the whole Isser of Durabanan is not inherent what they said, but the fact that we didn't listen to them, right, that's the Nesivus, that's the Meshechachm in Parsha Shoftim, relating to that Sugya. Okay, but that was all number two. I know I didn't get to the Ramah yet. In Aseres Beit Shuva. We'll get there soon. Let's just do the third idea. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravu, Amar Rav. As we said before, same statement of Rabba Bar Avuha Amar Rav. Beforehand we had it in the name of Amar Rav Chia Amar Rav. Okay, either way Rav. So Amar Rav Nachman, my time at the Rav. So now Rav Nachman, the most famous pshat of Rav. What is Rav Svara? Why do you need two chatichos? Ksara shtei chatichos, ikva isura. Ikva Isra, you need this Isra to be set. You need there, is this just a probability idea? Right? It's more probability? Probably not. Right? Why would it be more probable if the Isra is Vaday there than if the Isra is, if one piece, you're not sure if it's kosher or not. That's not less probable, but it's just an idea of a certain seriousness of situation. If you know the Isra is there, that's a different situation than there might not be any Isra here. Right, and that's Ikva Isura. Ikva Isura seems to be the first one about the nature of the situation. Right? Xeris HaKazavish Masaros, okay, it's hard to know. The second one, Efsha Lavara, that's about the carbon. That's not about the situation. Anashab Tali is not powerful enough to give a kapara forever. It has to be inherently in the situation that it can be, you could figure it out eventually. But this is about the situation. Ikva Isura. Chaticha achas lo kavi isura. One chaticha is not ikvi isura. Ma'ika ben ikvi isura le she'i efshal avari isura. What's the difference? We said the difference between one and two is a case of one and a half. What's the difference between two and three? These different svaras. Zikimina, you could go shayulafan of shechatichos achas achil of achas al shuman uba oved kochavim va'akal atzarishona. A guy came and ate the first one. So there's only one piece left, and you're not sure. Uba Yisrael v'achal asashniya. And then the Jew came and ate the second one. Is he chayv and Hashem tali? L'rava. According to the first opinion, leka mitzvos b'itzna da'achal Yisrael. At the time that the Yisrael comes into the picture, it's only once, therefore it's not a fulfillment of mitzvos. L'rebi zera e'ef shalavar yisurei. According to Rebi zera, it's e'ef shalavar. You're not going to, it's impossible, because both pieces are eaten now, you'll never know. L'rav Nachman ikva yisurei. Rav Nachman, at the moment that the Avera was done, you could still say there was Isser involved in this case. Maybe it's not there anymore, but there was Isser involved in the case, and therefore, he would say, Rav Nachman would say in that case, that you are chayev and Asham tali. Good. Esve Rav Ola Rav Nachman. Same kasha. Rav Elezer Omer Chakoyim Chayav and Al Kelbo Hashem Talui. Right? Rav Elezer Lo Boik V'Yusul Yisura. Okay. Same question. Esve Esve Betish Ola Rishon B'Shev Ola Achron Yotzi V'Avlad Kasher V'Chayav Hashem Talui Hamani Rav Elezer Hi. Question two. Same one. Question three. Esve Nimsa Al Shelo Tmein V'Chayav and Bekarbon. Chayav there. Chayav Chatas. Nimsa Al Shelo Osiyom Tmein V'Chayav and Bekarbon. Nimsa Al Shelo Lachazman Tmein Misafik U'Paturman HaKarbon. Chepater from a carbon chatos, v'toni Allah v'chayavin b'ashem talui. Question mark. So again, there it's only one woman. Safik nida, safik not nida, and there's chayavin b'ashem talui. There's no ikvi sura there. So what did the Gemara answer earlier? Rabbi Eliezer he. This is also Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara here gives a different answer though. Gives a different answer. Does not answer what we answered before. So ishtik. So when he was first asked this question, Rabbi Nachman didn't say anything. Nachman didn't answer. Lobaser de nafak. Omar, after the questioner went out, so Rav Nachman thinks to himself, why didn't I give him the following tshuva? My taima lo Omar le to Hamani Rabbi Meir, to lo boy, fusili surah. Why didn't I answer this is Rabbi Meir Shita? We said before, Rabbi Eliezer. But at least here he says, why didn't I say it's Rabbi Meir Shita? As we'll see soon. Titania, where does Rabbi Meir hold that you don't need kfiya l'isser? In the case, the following, the Bryce says, Shochet Hashem Tali Bachutz. If somebody shechs an Hashem Tali Bachutz, what's the issue? I'm shechting a carbon bachutz, shechute chutz. The issue is that could be that if next week I find out that I did the Avera, I'm chayav achatas, then this Hashem Tali is, you know, loses its status. Or does it lose its status? Is this a carbon in limbo? So when I find out that I brought a chatas, then this was not called a carbon? But b'shaito, I'm a chayav, because right now it's a carbon. That's the question of shechut echutz. This isn't a regular carbon that has that status forever. So, Hashochet Hashem Tali Bachutz, Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, Rabbi Meir says, Chayiv. Even though, as Rashi says, even though eventually it could be, see the Rashi all the way on top, Rabbi Meir Mechayiv Yishim Shechut Echutz, Afal Gav Di'ikal HaMeimar, Shem Aloach HaLchelef, Va'ashem Zeh Chulin Hu, Delo Boi Kvias Lisser. Could be I never did anything wrong that I'm shechting a chulin animal. Could be. So, we'll see later on what's the status. But according to your mayor, you're still chayiv. Why? Because you don't need ikvi isura. Right? Even if the isur might not be here, it still has the status of Hashem Tali. That's Rabbi Meir, and that's who we say maybe that the Mishnah was like, the Mishnah Nida. Vachachachem and Potrin, the Chum say no. Chum say Potr, because as the Svara was, maybe it's Chulin. And because it may be a schulin, so then you're not going to be chayav. So it's like a remeir. So he asked the Gemara the obvious question that we just alluded to. V'yamai lemalei d'Rabbi Eliezer. He just like says like Rabbi Eliezer. Like we answer the other two opinions. Hakamash malan d'Rabbi Meir. B'shid is Rabbi Eliezer koi. The chiddush is that Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Right? And to say that it's Rabbi Eliezer shita, we already know that. Rashi explains. He might have known that already. And therefore, maybe that's why he didn't say it. Stop there for a minute. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos, the Rambam Ma'aseh Karbanos discusses in Perek Yudches Halacha Yud. This halacha. What should the Rambam paskin? The Rambam paskin's ikvi isura. Rambam paskin is ikvi isura, and therefore you need chaticha achas b'sheh chatichos. So what should the Rambam paskin buy? Asham tali shehikriv bachutz. Right, the way Rashi explained it was that Asham Tali Shikab Chutz, our mayor says chayiv, because you don't need ikvi isura. Rambam says, Ashem Tali Vechadas Of Abala Safik Shikrivi Machutz Pater Shari Lo Nikva Isser. Okay, Pater, because there was a Nikva Isser. That's what the Rambam says. Says the Ravid, Lo Yadati Me'ayin Hotzize. Where did the Rambam get this from? Ani Matzasi B'Tosefta. Chatas of Abala Safik, Vikriva Bachutz, Chayavan al Ashem Talui. Ashem Tali Abala Safik, Vikriva Bachutz, Chayavan al Chatas. Doesn't Tosefta say Chayiv? Ubechaye Roshi, says the Ravid. Avo Pisha, Nir Ace Zara Be'enai, He Misukenes. And even though it appears somewhat strange that you'd be chayef, I think it's true. Ki chadas ova bala safik, eina ru'uya l'mizbeach, el adama, ava basara v'chulu, ava lashem talui, yesh mimenu l'mizbeach, damo ve'emurav u'bsaro ne'echal, kechol ha'shamot sheba Torah, hilka chavi kechol ha'karbonos ha'ru'uyim b'fnim, ve'em hikrev damo no'emurav ha'chutz chayef chatas. So the Ravid does not ask, well, first he asks the Rambam, where's the Rambam get this from? And the Kesavish says, it's the Beferish Gemara. What's the Ravid bothered by? But then the Ravid says, I don't understand the Svara. Because even if you want to say maybe it'll turn out to be Chulin, right now it's a Karbon. Right now it's an Asham. Like the other Ashamos. It's listed. Remember the Mishnah in Ezeo Makoman? Asham Gzelos, Asham Milos, Asham Cherufa, Asham Nazar, Asham Mazar, Asham Talui. Shitasa Masafon, Vikiwa Demachler Shars Masafon. You treat it like a Karbon as long as it's a Karbon. So why should that affect, the Ravid is bothered, why should that affect its Shchut Echut status? It's a bona fide carbon b'shaito, and there's a Tosefta that's Beferish says this. So, you could say that the Rambam has a different gears than Tosefta, like the Ravid says, I think it's Mesukan, the Rambam will say it's not Mesukan. But the Kesef Mishnah just says, Yish l'tamu on the Ravid, Shekasav shalo yada me'ayin otzi dinzeh, Totanya perik dalat akrisus, taf yurches. And the Tosefta that the Ravid says, Lo chash lo rabbeinu, mishem da'asik rabbi meir, to lo boik fiusali surah, for lo kaimel on kavasi elaka chachamim, we all like chachamim. Maybe the Tosefta went like rabbi meir. But anyway, this is the Rambam and the Ravid. If you look in Reb Chaim, so Reb Chaim has the lumdus. How do you have, accept the Ravid's claim, and yet still paskin like the Rambam? Meaning, accept the Ravid's claim that it's a bona fide Asham Talui somehow, even though you'd be pater for Shchut Echutz. So could you let, you have to somehow be mechalik, between the status of the karbon and the mechayiv of Shchut Echutz. You could still say it's a bona fide karbon which has all the avodos and it's not baal safik, and the kohanim are allowed to eat the parts, it's kashe kanchim. And it's not an ola. It's not chatas ofa baal safik, where you burn everything and you're not allowed to eat the parts of the chatas that are usually eaten. The Rambam has to say, so without reading the whole thing, Asher Yirah B'Das HaRambam, says Reb Chaim here in Yudches Yud. Tegam Hu Sofer to Asham Taliu Karban Vadai. It's a Karban Vadai in this situation. Ela Desvira Lei, the Afal Pishu Karban Vadai, Mikomakom Isser Shchitaso Lo Koi Bechatos. Right, but still the Isser Shchut Echut is not like Chatos. He says Dini Zepashin, and he talks about what the ingredients are for a Karban Zchiyuv outside. And that's different than for just the ingredients of a karbon. You have to say there's an added element, right? You need yediya, v'chulu. He says at the end, avagav, the asham tali, have a karbon vade, mikom akom, leini nimchayav, nashchitas v'chutz, sveika have. Regarding shchut echutz, it's still a suffix. De'im ha'emes, hu deshachta, hu shechata, I'm sorry, de'im ha'emes, hu shechata, imken, arik far nigmar hechshero shal karbon zeh, mishas yediya suffix shahayalo, upshit l'chayav ha'shchitas v'chutz, mashenkin, be'emes, lo chata. If it turns out that he was not chote, then his bayer da suffik shebishas akravaso v'slichaso who shegomer chiyuva v'echshero. Imkein hechad nishchud b'chutz v'lo naso akravav v'slicha klal. Imkein b'meilo lo nigmar od gam din karpen shelo v'chazor d'echshar karakravaso. He discusses the machlokas Rameir and the Rabbanan without going into it, but that's where he talks about this lamdas. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Okay, maybe I'll say that Rambam now. Right, the Rambam in Seres Yemei Teshuva. The Rambam just quotes, interestingly, Asham Tali. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell us too much about Seres Yemei Teshuva. Not too much. The Shulchan Aruch says, there's a minhag of doing kaparis, okay? And the Shulchan Aruch says, one shouldn't do it. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Ma she'nogim la'asos kapar be'ev Yom Kippur l'shchot tarnagol, akol ben zachar v'lomar la'psukim, yesh lemnoa minhag. Rama, Yeshmi Agonim Shakasu Minagzeh, many do it, Fechei Noagin, Fein Lashano, says the Rama. But then the Rama adds, what else do you do during Hazeres Yemei Teshuva? You would think it would be a very long simon. Tell us all about Teshuva. Very short simon. Says the Rama, some go to the Beis HaKfaris. Yesh mekobas shenogan lelecha Beis HaKfaris, l'harbas b'tztaka. V'yesh lahasmich. Yesh lahasmich. Shechitas HaKfaris v'yah lachashach zero. Oh, did I skip it? Yeah, I'm sorry. It's the previous simon. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm reading already. Erev Yom Kippur. Right. Tavreish Gimel. Ubo Sif Echad. The Kaparis was not in that. So now the Shulchan Aruch Paskins one halacha. Right. Pasakum paspalter. Avo pisha mishin eno nizar vashal kusim. As Ezra Yeshua Zorach Lizar. And the Ramah quotes. The yesh l'chaladam l'chapesh l'fashpesh b'maisaf. V'lashub b'yam rasher yeshim etshuva. Okay. Do tshuva. V'safek avera. Tzarech yoser tshuva me'avera vados. And the Ramah says, Safek Avera requires even more tshuva. Ki yoser mischaret kishe yodea she'asa mishe'ena ose. If I know I did an Avera, I'll do tshuva. If I'm not sure if I did an Avera, maybe I didn't. It's much harder to do tshuva for a Safek Avera. Says the Ramah, that's what we have to work on. V'lachein, and that is why, Asham tali tzutzrach lios yoser b'yoka michatas. And Asham tali costs more even than a chatas, based on psukim in the Torah. Because it's harder to do tshuva. If I know I sinned, I know I have to do tshuva. If I'm not sure, if I don't recognize that I sinned, then I'm not going to do tshuva for it. That's why Hashem Tali is such a significant karban. The Torah says, even if you're not sure, you got to bring a karban. And you have to bring a super karban. And that's what's being discussed in our circumstance. Okay. Good, let's continue. Again, I was going to talk about Yibam a little bit and Chalitza, but we'll leave that for now. Again, mitzvah, matir, but we'll leave that. Amar Rabba Baravua Amarav. Chaticha Savik Shal Chelav Savik Shal Shuman V'yachla. One Chaticha Banu L'machlokes Rebbe Eliezer V'chachamim. That's the Machlokes. Rebbe Eliezer V'chachamim. Which Rebbe Eliezer? Not the Rebbe Eliezer we've been talking about. That says you don't need Chaticha Achas. What's the Machlokes? If you're not sure, that is Rebbe Eliezer, as we're about to see. Let's look at Rashi for a moment. The Amar Rava. Right, before we were talking about one, the question about the Gersos. Now we're talking about the other one. We're talking about one of the Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer, that says that you are only chayiv with chaticha achas v'shnei chatichos. Is there another reason why you could bring the carbon Asham Tali in this case? Yes. Because he says later on, as we'll see in the Mishnah on Daf Chafei, you could give Hashem Tali as a nedava. And if you give it as a nedava, then even if it's one chaticha there, he would say it's okay. And the Chachamim argue with that. Chachamim say, no, you cannot volunteer, as we will see. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, my Ari Ki Achla. Why does this Rabba Baravua say in the name of Rav that if you're going like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Misnadev, only if you ate, right? Afilo Achlanami, even if you didn't eat anything. If you didn't even do it, doesn't Rabbi Eliezer say there? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Misadiv Adam Ashem Tali B'chol Yom. So what does Rav say that Rabbi Eliezer would say that even if it's only one chaticha, even if it's no chatichos, one would be chayav and Ashem Tali. So why does he limit it? So Amar Rabbi Ashi, Rabbi Eliezer Aliba Dababa Ben Buta. He's talking about within the Baba Ben Buta explanation. Why? What is Baba Ben Buta? Titznan. Baba Ben Buta, later on in the Mishnah, quotes that he would bring an Ashem Tali every single day. He would, not that he did, but he would, because he held like Rebbe Lazar. Except the Rabbanan said to him on the day after Yom Kippur, come on. You don't need one today. How much? You didn't do any Averis yet. It's not even a case of Suffolk. That's the quote. Ella, Omrim lo hamtein achetikanes lebeis Suffolk. So according to that line, to that svar of the Mishnah, so then maybe you would have to have Achal. Right? Because if there was no Achal, so then there wouldn't be any type of Suffolk and we wouldn't allow you to break it. This sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, we'll mention this again, Ezra, in a couple of dafim when it comes up, but this comes up in Arachayim. Simin Aleph. Arachayim Simin Aleph. We don't have to look too far to see this discussion of Asham Tali in, we know, the Shulchan Aruch Simin Aleph says you have to say the Parsha of Karbanos every day. Right? The Tov Lomar. It's important to say the Parsha of Karbanos, Ola Mincha Shlomim Chatos Asham. Says the tour. I'm reading from the tour, and the tour says, and when you finish the parsha of Ola, you should say Ribono Olamim Yihiratzom Lefanecha Sheizechashiv Umukubal Alecha Kiilu Krafti Ola Bismana. Say this should be Kiilu I was Makriv in Ola. V'chein Yomar Achar Parshas Hamincha V'Hashlamim V'Ha'asham and Asham. But V'Achar Parshas Chatas Lo Yomar Kain Lefi She'ena Ba'a Nidava. That's the tour. You could say the Yehi Ratzon after Ola, Mincha, Shlomim, Asham, but not after Chathas, because Chathas cannot be Ba bin Nadava. So the Beis Yosef here quotes the obvious question. What about Asham? Asham is also Ba al-Chait. Asham was also not Ba bin Nadava. But he says, since we have a day in Krisos Daf Chav Hei, Rebbe Eliezer, of Mizadi Vatsam Ashtoi B'chol Yom, and Baba Ben Puta. So it's Kibba bin Nadava Dami. It's like, there's a day out there that it could be bin Nadava. So even though we don't pass in like that day, still, you could say the Yehi Ratzon. V'yavagav tachacham en pligyalei, kivet debav ben buta, haya avid ba'uvda, ki amar Yehi Ratzon afanecha, she'echashav kilo grafti asham shaper dami. It's okay. V'yasham vadai, what about asham vadai? So, again, this gets to the, it sounds like it's technical language, but it could be a lot of lumdas behind this. First of all, the fact that you could say that asham tali could be brought up in a dava, and that impacts regular asham, says the Beis Yosef, Va'asham vadai efshar dibichlal chatasu. Wow. Maybe when the Shulchan, the Torah says that you can't say your asham echatas, that's including asham vadai. And by asham it only means asham tali. It doesn't say that. Kivan she'ino, is asham closer to chatas? Or is asham vadai closer to asham tali? Asham vadai has the same avodos as asham tali, but it's ba'al chet like a chatas. And it can't be baba nadava like a chatas. But this might be behind this linguistic issue. Vade yashad b'chal chadasu, kibin sheinu b'alal chayt yadua. O'me'achar shekod v'rabbeinu, sh'achar parshas chadas lo yomar kein, l'vishenu b'abin adava, me'melo mashma, two of them parshas ashav vadai, shlo yomar achar ha'kein, ve'efshar, or the opposite. Kivan, d'shem asham, ashkechan, shababin adava, tahainu asham tali, b'chal asham, yachal omar yiratzon, she'zech ashav, afilumu asham vadai, v'n rishon nire yoser. Oh, I like the first one. 2 days in the Beis Yosef, whether Asham Vadai is included in Asham, or is included in Chatas, or is included in Asham, which at least for sure means Asham Tali. Right? That's the, which is its closer teammates, in terms of that. And then it quotes others, it quotes the Mahari Abuhav, that Asham is Kibo Babadadava, because the Hasidim Harishonim. Okay, it quotes others. But this is a, you know, you read that, we've never learned Maseches Vachim before, so when we read that, it sounds like a technical discussion, but there could be a lot of meat behind that discussion, as is mentioned a little bit here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, second wide line. Hayu l'fan of shtei chatichos, achas shel shuman, v'achas shel chelev. Two chatichos. So everybody's going to say this is an Asham Tali situation. Ba Yisrael, v'achlas harishona. When the guy ate the first piece, there were two pieces there. And then a guy came and ate the second one. So at the time that he ate it, there were two there, the Jew. But then it's no longer there. Chayiv, so the Brisa says that he is chayiv in that case. Chayiv in that case. Good. Why are you chayiv in that case? So, Pashtus, that even the Aruch Laner here says, even according to Rebbe says, again, unusual, you know what, let's stay on this first case first. V'chein kala v'chein orif. Or even if a dog or a raven ate the, second piece, still the Jew is going to be chayiv. So why is that? Says the Aruch Laner, because at the time that the Jew ate his piece, it was a situation of efshel avarer. So even though Rebbe Zeira says, you have to have that possibility, but still, you had that possibility here. And even though the possibility is no longer, still, that's enough to be Mechayiv and Asham Tali. That's the Aruch Laner. What's the Chiddush of the dog and the raven? Right? The second piece is no longer here. So, he says, each one, you might have thought, when a guy eats it, fine. But maybe there's no such Chiddush, because maybe the guy after he ate it, you could ask him. You could get Mesiach Lefituma, like he would say what kind of Chalev it was. Maybe you'll be able to find out from the guy. So maybe that's why the Rebbe Zeira would agree here. But let's say if a dog ate it, so then it wouldn't be good enough. You'd never be able to eat the dog. And even if you want to say that maybe if a dog eats it, we know from a Mishnah in Maseches Ahalos that the first 3 days after a dog eats it, it's not considered digested yet. And therefore there's still Tumas Ohel. So then maybe a dog, you could, somehow if the dog dies, you could open the dog and you could see the type of meat chalev it was. But by a bird, flew away. There's no way that you'll ever find out Kamash Malan even there. Meaning why? Because at the time that he did it. Amazing. What the Chiddush is of Goy, of dog, of raven. That's the Aruch Laner right here in the in his commentary. So says the Gemara. So if the Jew ate the first one and then the guy or something else happened to the second one, so then it's still chayev. But what about the opposite? Ba'ovi kochavim v'achlas arishona, ba'yisrael v'achlas ashniya pater. So there, there's a machlokas. There, the Tanakhama says pater. Why? Because at the time that the Jew ate the piece, there was only one piece there. Only one piece there. And therefore, it is not called ikvi surah. It's not called chatichat v'shei chatichos. For Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe is Mechayev there. Why? Why is Rebbe Mechayev? So either, Rashi says, because Rebbe does not require two chatichos. Maybe Rebbe holds that one is good enough. What's the other way to say it? Shizmi Kubetza says that on, and there are Rabbeinu Gershom. No, this is called ikvi surah. Because it was a situation of Isser, even though by the time the Jew ate it, there was only one piece left. But right before him, there were two pieces. So it's still called Ikve Isura. Machlokes, Rishonim, what would be the svar for Rebbe? Okay. Achalas Rishonim Vishogig Vashniya B'mezid Chayef. Because the first one was eaten in a situation of Hashem Tali. Vashogig B'mezid Chayef. Harishonim B'mezid Vashniya B'shogig. So you can be Potter. You can be Potter. Why? Because the first one was B'mezid. You're not Chayef a carbon for that. It was B'mezid. And by the second time, he got to the second one, Potter, because there was only one piece. For Rebbe Mechayev, as we said again, Rebbe's Mechayev, because that's enough to be, either because he doesn't need to, or it's enough to be two. Achal shteyen b'mezid patur mikulam. But if he ate both of them b'mezid, he for sure did an avera. Right? So you're going to be patur from an Hashem Tali, if he ate the both of them b'mezid. Shteyen b'shogeg, if he ate both of them b'shogeg, there's a question about the girsa here. Right? Shteyen b'shogeg, mevi chatas. Because he for sure did an aveir, he has to bring a chatas. Achlu shnayim b'shogeg. What if two different people ate them? Right, b'shogeg. Shein chayavin, they're both chayev. They're both chayev and Hashem Tali. Hasheni lo min hadin, not me'ikir hadin. Ella, because by the time the second one ate it, he's not chayev. Ella, shein ata omer pater, kavad ad rishon b'chatas. But if you only say the first one is chayev, a karban, so then you're basically saying only the first one did the avera, not the second one. So people will think, right, that the first one did it for sure, and therefore we don't want to give that misimpression. So Umanu, who is the author of that last line? Who's the author of that last line? E Rebbe min hadinu min hadinu. What do you mean? Rebbe says you don't need one out of two. So they both should be chayev. De'i rabbanon mishum delo nikva rishon b'chatas. Neim alei l'sheni aisichulum azara. If you say it's the Rabbanan that you need chatichos, so the second one's going to have to give a karban because it looks bad, people are going to have a misimpression, and that's enough to bring an animal that's not mechuyev to be a karban? Would he really say that? So it must be Rebbe. Shouldn't it be? But again, Rebbe would say that you're chayev meikra din. The Rabbanan would say, you're not chayev, so how can you bring a karban? So Amar Ravashi, Rebbe Eliezer, he, Amar Misadi, Basam Adamash Antoli, Bechol Yom. It's Rebbe Eliezer who says that, we said later on, obviously, like the Mishnah says on Daf Chafei, that a person can be Misadi, Basam Antoli, Bechol Yom, Hilkach. I mean, I see, Hashem Tali, Vaasni. So when you have two people, you're not sure, so bring it, make it tonight. Iochal Rishon, Shuman. So if he, first one ate kosher, Hu Achal Chalev, Levi Kapara, this should be your Kapara, Vilo Levi Nedava. Okay, so you can make a tznai. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Achal Savik Chelev Vino Dalo. Savik Chelev Vino Dalo. Right, you ate a Savik Chelev and you realize that you ate Savik Chelev. You ate Savik Chelev and then you find out that you ate Savik Chelev. So what's the issue about to be? We know before, we had the whole parak previously in the third parak, whether Yedios Machalkos. Right, Halamos. I found out in between that I did the Avera, that's Mafsik. What if I find out in between that I maybe did the Avera? Is that enough to be mafsik for the case where the carbon is a maybe? So that's the issue here. For a vada chatas, you have to have a vada yediya. But by an asham talui, maybe a suffik yediya is good enough. So that's what's going on here. Rebbe Omer Ani. Been a while since we spoke about that. But Rebbe, remember, is the only one that has that phrase of Omer Ani, like a la aniyas daiti. Rebbe Yosef Engel talks about that in the Beis HaOtzar in Klal Lamed Gimel. So we'll see at the end if there's time to do that again. But anyway, Rebbe says, Kishem shemevi chatas al kol achas va'achas, kach mevi asham tali al kol achas va'achas. A vada yediya is machalik for achatos. A safik yediya is machalik for asham tali. Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Omrim, ein maybe el asham tali echad. No, one asham tali. Shneemar ashilgagaso asher shagag. Afila shigos harbe einochayv alachas. Right, even on many shkagos, you only bring one. Right, look at Rashi for a minute. Kishem. Fourth line in Rashi. Shim yivada lo b'achrona. Shekulan vadei chelev. Hayu. Vadei levi mevi chadei chalachas v'achas. Tiyadiyo safik shebeintayim achalkos l'chatos l'avi helem achas. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. I misspoke for what Reb Zeira is about to say. The Tanakam, this discussion in the Brisa is that even a safik yediyah b'achatos would be good enough. Once you found out that you ate it, and you might have done the Avera, and you only find out later on, it's enough to be Mechalik for the Chatos, so too you bring an Hashem Tali, as long as you didn't know. And now, Amar Reb Zeira, Kan Shana Rebbe, Yedio Safek Mechalkos Lechatos. Right? Reb Zeira says that Rebbe seems to hold, right, the first opinion in the Brisa, that Safek Yedia, even a Safek Yedia, is mechalik for a chatas. Not just Safik Yediyah is mechalik for an Hashem Tali, but you don't need a Yediyah's vadai to be mechalik for a chatas. That's Rebbe Shita, according to Rebbe Zeira. Rava Amar no. Ein Yediyah's Safik mechalik for a chatas. Right? I formulated the Brisa in one way, it's really machlokas, how to understand. Right? Rava says that no, Safik is not. How do you understand the Brisa? El Hachitani. Kishem Shem Haisolo Yudia Vadai. Maybe Chatas like Alachas Vahachas. Kacham Haisolo Yudia Safik. Maybe Hashem Tali like Alachas Vahachas. So it's a machlokes. Whether a Safik Yudia would be enough to be Mechalik for a Chatas. It's enough to be Mechalik for an Asham, because that's what Asham Tali is about. But for Chatas, it's a machlokes. Whether you need Vadai or even Safik. Omrele Abaya Viat Lotisbra Yudia Safik Machalik for a Chatas. Abaya says to Rava that you don't think a suffix is good enough. The Isalka Daitach Yediya Suffik ain't machatas lachatas. The chatas achas maybe. Amai maybe Hashem Tali. I'll call achas v'achas. But then there's not a parallel, is there? If you say suffix Yediya is not machalik for chatas, so suffix Yediya also shouldn't be machalik for Hashem Tali. There's always a parallel between them. Vatanya, didn't we learn earlier? Klalo shodavar, kol shechalukin bechatos, chalukin b'ashamos. Right? Isn't there an exact parallel? So if Safik is a chilek for Hashem Talui, it should also be a chilek for Chatas. And if it's not a chilek for Chatas, it shouldn't be a chilek for Hashem Talui. Amalei Rava Bar Chanan Abaya. Rava Bar Chanan answers to Abaya, because answering for Rava. Uli didach damit yedio Safik mechalkos. Lechatos. So you say, Abaya, that yedio Safik is mechalik for Chatas. You don't need the Esvadai. So what about the following case? Elameata. Isn't Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, we mentioned before, functions like Hashem Tali. So Yom Kippur is like a Safik Yediyah, the Gemara is about to assume. Elameata, Achal Kezayis Chelev Lefne Yom HaKippurim. V'Kezayis Chelev Achar Yom HaKippurim. V'Yom HaKippurim B'Makom Hashem Tali Koi. And Yom Kippur, Rashi says, is Ki'ilu it's a Yediyah Safik. Right, Hashem Tali Koi. Hachanami Demevi Shtei Chatos. You find out afterwards, if you ate chaylev beforehand maybe, so ate chaylev afterwards maybe, Yom Kippur is like a suffix in between, and then you find out you did it vada, you have to bring two chatos there? Because Yom Kippur was in the middle? Would you say that? Ha behelem achas achlinun. But you ate it in one helem. You didn't realize until after everything. But if you say a suffix is enough, so you should say Yom Kippur is enough to be mechalik. Amar le abaya, no. Uman lemelam, Yom Kippur mechaper al delo misyadale. Right? Who says that Yom Kippur will be mechaper for an avera that he didn't even know about before Yom Kippur? Right? That Dilma v'hudemis yadale. Maybe Yom Kippur only is mechaper for an avera that he thought about before that he might have done. That's when it functions as Hashem Tali. So that's why it wouldn't function here. Yom Kippur wouldn't be a suffik yediya in this case. Amar le Rava, and Rava would answer hodav lahodatznan. One second, Rava says no. Why it should be? Hoda and lo hoda before Yom Kippur, right? Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechta Shavuos Daf Yud Beis. Yom Kippur is mechaper, even if you didn't know anything. So, end of that conversation. But discussion whether Yom Kippur would be considered a suffik yediyah or not, and Rava would say back to Abaya, I think it should be an exact parallel, and therefore I think you have a problem. So therefore, I think only Abaya says even a suffik would be mechalek, and Rava says otherwise. Let's continue a little bit, and then we'll talk about Yom Kippur. Ika de Amre, or maybe this was the conversation. Amalei Rava bar Rav Chanan la Abaya. Again, Abaya asked on Rava, you don't hold that Yediyah Safik is Mechalek? But what do you mean? There's an exact parallel between Asham and Asham Tali and Chatas. So he asked the Yom Kippur question. So it's a little different. Ma ilu achal kezayis chelev shachris b'yom ha-kippurim. If somebody eats a little bit on the morning of Yom Kippur. The kezayis chelev b'mincha b'yom ha-kippurim. Hachanami de mechayev shtei chatos. Same kind of question, but instead it's about Yom Kippur itself. If Yom Kippur functions as a Safik Yediyah, because it's like an Asham Talui, so you should eat two pieces of chelev on Yom Kippur, you're going to be chayev two chatos, if you find it afterwards that you violated it. Who says that Yom Kippur functions like that every moment of Yom Kippur? Maybe it's at the end. It's all. It's one moment of kapara. And therefore, you don't have your question. Question about the girsa here. Amalei tarda. Tarda. What's tarda? Rashi says either fool or utzel. Right, he didn't like the question. Didn't like the question. Okay, period. Tanya, harishaba, meaning why didn't he like the question? Because the following brisa, or did Tanya, harishaba liyado savik avera, b'yom ha-kippur, mafilu im chashecha pater, shekol ha-yom ha-chaper, the whole day, every second. And therefore, I don't agree with that problem. Stop there for a moment. Tosfos discusses, why was the question if he ate chelev on Yom Kippur? How about if he just ate on Yom Kippur? Why do you have to dafke eat chelev on Yom Kippur? Tosfos says, in the last Tosfos, Delonok and Milsa de Heter, the Chayev Karbon Aver Yom HaKippurim Atzmo, the Surah Bachila, the Imkain Sarach Laminka Kakoseves, Shushir Achilas Yom HaKippurim, the Nakat Shir Zuta, the Nakat Kezayas Chelev Shupacha. Tosfos is saying that we're talking about a smaller shear. Right, a smaller shear, kezayis, and therefore you have to eat chelev, because Yom Kippur would be a larger shear. There is a chiddush atzum quoted here in the Aruch Laner, but it's not only in the Aruch Laner here. Right, it's in the Binyan Tzion. He quotes it in his Shuvas. Right, it's not just in Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger in his commentary here on Krisus, but he quotes it in the Binyan Tzion. The following quote. He quotes Tosfos's answer. He says tirutam dachuk. He says that's why, because he wants to talk about kezayis and not koseves. So he says, Yesh Lomar. I think this is the question. He says, I have the following question. What if there's a chole sheyish bo sakana? So he has to eat on Yom Kippur. So he eats on Yom Kippur and he eats a koseves on Yom Kippur. And then all of a sudden, he gets better. He's no longer a chole sheyish bo sakana. Suggests the Aruch Laner, is he still usur in the inuim of Yom Kippur? He is no longer in the state of inui because he already ate a koseves. Maybe there's no longer an Isser for him to eat on Yom Kippur. Once he's out of the state of Inui, and that's why he answers Tosfos Akasha. You know why he didn't say the case of he ate on Yom Kippur? Because what do you mean Yom Kippur? That would be in the morning, that would be a koseves. There wouldn't be an Isser to eat later on Yom Kippur then, suggests the Aruch Laner. Because once you're out of that state, you're out of Inui, then you're done. Okay, you had the heter beforehand. Yesh lakor b'chol leshem misukan. Futzroch lechol yosem mikoseves b'yom ha-kippurim. Emachar achmuto lechol b'yom ha-kippurim zeh. Afilu ein kan sakana. Even if it's not a sakana, because you're no longer in ta'anu astaf shoseichem. O neima demitzis tanu avikol rega berega. Or do you say that every moment you have a chiyuv to, let's say, get back into or don't stay out of the state of inui, however you formulate it. Achena svara note keshita rishona. Kivan shekvar achal umisva daite ein shayach odet slo inui. Elefizem, but to rest as kushes atosvas. Says that's kushes atosvas. Fine. And this is tsarech iun. Have the chole. He said, lo reis came a poskim. I didn't find this. An amazing chiddush. And he quotes it in the Binyan Tzion also, in his shuvas, if you want to look it up, and you see in chelak aleph simin lamed dalid, he's noted to say this. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Mishnah Berurah quotes it in the Bir Halacha. He just quotes it. Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha. Hilchas Yom Kippur. He quotes this in Tafresh Yud Ches. Ayin Shuvas Binyan Tzion. Tebekal achila vachila afim huter lo lechol pamachas yoter mikashir. Bikal makom al achila shnia. Im haya dailo bapachos mishir. Vu yochal kashir chayev kareis. Velachet zorach lashi. He's not sure about it. In Cain, Vachet Zorach Lashar, Bekal Achil Achila, in Dailo Bapachos. Vikashem Ma'od Lashair Cain, Vatzorach Lazez Rizus of Bekias, Ayin Sham. Look there, he doesn't quote the whole Tshuva. In the Tshuva, he kind of is noted to say, maybe, you know, maybe not. Maybe it's not a Nisser. But anyway, he brings that, he brings that up. We definitely would not be makel lamaisa. But again, there's a lot to talk about here, but that's the diak he has in this Tosfos. A little bit more, back to the Gemara. Masav Ravidi Baravin, Achav Ashazam Elamachas, Inochayev Elachatas Achas. If somebody eats and drinks in one helim, he's only chayev one. Vaha ben achila on Yom Kippur. Vaha ben achila shetia yefshar delo abishos bayom. The misyadele the kavrele Yom Kippur malakom hashem tali koi lachor. He found out in between every second of Yom Kippur functions like an hashem talui. Vikatani eno chayev alachatas achas. And he says you only chayev on chatas. V'yisal gadaydech yedio savik machalkos lachatos. But if you say yedio savik is machalik and every moment of Yom Kippur is like a yedio savik, lachayev shtei chatos. You should be chayev two chatos in our case. So the Gemara, and it's a kasha on the shita that every moment of Yom Kippur is mechaper. Amri ki amar Rabbi Zera l'Rebbe. When Rabbi Zera, now we're getting back, when Rabbi Zera said his shita of which Rabbi Zera on top, Yediya Safik Machakos Lachatos, that was only according to Rabbi Harabanani. This is the shita of the Rabbana, not like Rabbi. Ivam in the Seifa, Rabbi he diktani, but Rabbi is in the Seifa. Shasat sir or murias pater. Hachom et tzchayev. Rabbi says if you drink fish brine or murias, something that's not really edible on Yom Kippur, pater, mashba vinegar you would be chayev. Umani Rabbi he detanya chometz ein meshev as a nefesh. Rabbi Omer ani chometz meshev as a nefesh. So the next line is obviously Rabbi shita. Umi the Seifa Rabbi reishan ama Rabbi. Amri, no, Sefer Rebbe, Reisha Rabbanan. You don't have to say that it is Rebbe Shita, and therefore, maybe it is the Rabbanan Shita. One more little section. Again, Yom Kippur here, we can spend a lot of time on. Let's just do the next line. Esve Rava, Achal Hayom, Achal Lamachar, Nene Hayom, Nene Lamachar. Right, eat today, now we're out of the world of Yom Kippur, we're in the world of Hektish. We're in the world of Hektish. Mi'ila. If I eat Hektish today and tomorrow, today I get nana tomorrow achal ayom nana lamachar nana ayom achal lamachar hana anachila v'yafilu mikan v'atshalosh shanim minayim shi misarfim zeh mzeh. But the isur of be'ila, the isur marmitz tarif to each other, the shir tamalomar timo mal riba. So the Gemara says v'yamai hakibra lo yom hakipurim. What do you mean over years? But if it's a suffix avera, so why is it not Yom Kippur take care of it? Amri ki mechaper Yom Kippurim al isura al mamona lo mechaper. Very important line for the next mesechta by the Shem on our list. Right, Yom Kippur is mechaper on isurim, not mamona. Mi'ila is defined as mamona here. It's mamona. It's an isur related to mamona. It's mamon hektish that gets into the lumdus of mi'ila. Is it gezel hektish? Is it isur? Is it bizayin hektish? But that's a very important line for regarding the isur of mi'ila. And the poskim quote this line. Perfect example of, you can learn an entire Masechta of Mi'ila, and there's a very important line in Shas about the essence of the Isser, and it's not found in Mi'ila. It's found right here, Krisis Daf Yuches. Right, that's the, that Mi'ila is defined by the Gemara as Mamona. V'ba Yisema, or the other answer, Ki Mechaber Yom Kippurim Al Kula Shi'ura. Yom Kippur is only Mechaper if you've done the Avera already. Al Pagad Zer Lo Mechaper. Yom Kippur can't be mechaper on half of the shir. We didn't do the aveira yet. Kind of like we said last week, a few days ago. You can only go to the mikveh and be tovel if you're tame. If you're not tame yet, so then the mikveh is not going to work. So here too, the Mishnah Melech asks, what do you mean? Isn't it a kal v'chomer? If Yom Kippur wipes the slate clean of vade aveiras, surely savig aveiras, should you say that? That's the question whether that works. The Emek Bracha answers that question. We'll end with this. The Emek Bracha in Hilchot Yom Kippur on Kuf Chav Tes. He says the Gemara does not mean that Yom Kippur doesn't have the power to be mechaper on a chatzi shir. It's just that it's not significant yet. It's as if it's not there. If it's not there, then Yom Kippur can't do it. And Yom Kippur is not going to work on Afreya once it becomes an Avera. So it's not a din of Yom Kippur being weak. It's just that the Avera is not existent yet for Yom Kippur to work as. Okay, good. We'll have to stop here by Vechena Moreish Lakish. As we continue all of these jam-packed dafim about Asham Tali. Tomorrow we get into Misasik a little bit and other issues as well. Okay, we'll stop here.